It's January 9. It seems to me that the most terrible curse in the world is to be born in the Soviet Union. Apart from North Korea, there was no more insane country in the world with an absolutely disenfranchised and impoverished population. But worst of all, if you were born in the Soviet Union, you actually had no chance of avoiding war. The Bolsheviks got into all the conflicts they could reach. They helped Arab countries in several wars against Israel, shed their own and others' blood in Africa and Asia. They crushed the pro-democracy movements in Eastern Europe with tanks. There was no generation born in the Soviet Union that did not fight. Both of my grandfathers fought in the Second World War. My father spent several years in Afghanistan, served as a sergeant in one of the regiments of the occupying Soviet army. He was sent there a few weeks before my birth, and he returned when I already spoke fluently and even tried to read. There were always many veterans of Afghanistan in my father's social circle. He kept in touch with them for many years after the war. Officially, all these people were called internationalist warriors, and the occupation by the Soviets of Afghanistan was called fulfillment of an international duty towards the fraternal people. However, the veterans themselves did not treat the Afghans as brothers at all. In their conversations about the war, resentment sounded all the time. We, they say, came to help the Afghans, but they took rifles and ran into the mountains to fight against us. And now Afghan history is repeating itself in Ukraine. The crazy Russian leadership announced that one of the goals of the invasion is to rid the Ukrainian people of the power of the extreme nationalists allegedly holding the entire country hostage. At the same time, the Ukrainian people, of course, was also called fraternal. Like their Soviet predecessors, today's Russian gerontocrats, under loud slogans of brotherhood and help, want to disguise their desire to seize a foreign country and destroy a foreign people. It took my father half of his life, which included the collapse of the Soviet Union, the exposure of the lies of the Bolsheviks, the abolition of censorship, and finally the Russian invasion of Ukrainian Crimea in 2014, to understand and admit to himself that he was not an internationalist warrior, but officer in the occupying army, the army that completely shamelessly invaded a foreign country, rampaged there for 10 years, killed at least 1 million people, and returned home empty-handed. Surprisingly, some soldiers of the Russian army still believe that they invaded Ukraine to save someone here, and they are not at all impressed by the fact that Ukrainians do not want to be saved at all. The occupiers believe that they are here fulfilling an international duty to save the fraternal people, and the opinion of these people itself is not at all necessary to be taken into account. How long it will take these people to admit to themselves that they are not helpers but occupiers and murderers, no one knows. Most likely, most of them will not live to this understanding. Let me just remind you that during the 10 years of the war, the Soviet Union lost about 15,000 people killed in Afghanistan. Russia in Ukraine lost the same number of its fighters in the first 6 weeks of the war.